President Truman's Press and Radio Conference, January 10th, 1952.
You can see that.
Oh, man. That has been really great.
Oh, has it?
Yes.
I've appointed the Committee on Government Contract Compliance. Dwight Palmer as chairman. James B. Casey. Dowell L. Davis. Irving Engel. D-O-W-D-A-L-H. Davis, Irving Engel, Oliver Hill, and George Meany. And this has been mimeographed, and you will have a copy of it.
That second name is sort of Jim Carey.
Oh, I left Carey out. He's Secretary Treasurer, James B. Carey. But you have a copy of this, so there won't be any errors in. What's on your mind, Tony?
Mr. President, I was just wondering if you are aware now of General Eisenhower's availability.
Well, Tony, I read 5 or 6 papers every morning, and I am.
Can you say whether that availability is made in the
future? No.
You can't say or it
hasn't? It hasn't. Well, the same situation as it has always prevailed. I'm not ready to make any announcements.
Well, your failure in your request that the government has not been and does not necessarily mean that it not.
It doesn't preclude me from anything.
Mr. President, last week when the Attorney General had to have the
he's correct. There will be no change.
Mr. President, a few months ago, I believe you told us that your favorite candidate for the Republican nomination was Senator Taft. Have you changed your...
No, I haven't.
Yes, sir. I hope that your contract is fine.
Well, this is strictly a contract compliance commission. They're fine gentlemen. The Attorney General will carry out the job that's necessary.
Now, Mr. President, would you tell us why you think this path would be the easiest for the Democrats to lead?
Well, May, if you can't figure it out, there's no use my trying to explain it.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
I have no comment. A wonderful man. No comment.
Mr. President, there's been a lot of talk that your eventual course might be determined by the identity of the Republican candidate. Would that affect your thinking, sir?
Well, I will give you the information on my course before there's any Republican nomination, Joe.
Thank you.
Did you beat him out of $5? All right.
That is the way I read it.
Why don't you tell me? Very satisfactory. The communique tells you everything that's necessary to be said. That's correct.
Mr. President, you said it's necessary. Don't you think it's necessary?
No, I do not.
No, I mean the Attorney General will carry out the job if necessary.
We will carry it out, and of course, whatever's necessary will be done by the law enforcement officer of the government. Whatever is necessary to be done will be done, Pete. I think that the law enforcement officer of the government is the one to carry out the cleanup if a cleanup is necessary. And in some places, I think it is. And we've cleaned up a lot of places. He's always been a consultant of mine. He's a good Baptist. Well, we'll answer that when it becomes necessary.
Mr. President, you said to start that after reading the papers, you were aware of General Eisenhower's availability for the Republican presidential nomination. What do you think of that?
Well, I think I answered that question, Smitty, back in August when I said I thought Eisenhower is a grand man. I have the utmost confidence in him, and I gave him one of the most important jobs that this government has to offer. My ideas and my position with regard to General Eisenhower have not changed.
Mr. President, at that August press conference, I recall, the question was about a statement that you had made to General Eisenhower in 1945.
48.
In 45.
No, it was in 48. 48, the statement you're referring to, I'm sure.
Well,
but go ahead.
The statement, sir, being that if there was no job the general might want, that you wouldn't help him get. And this specifically included the presidency of the United States in 1948. And I ask you at the August press conference whether that statement applied equally to 52.
Well, here's a transcript of that press conference, and you're entitled to read it. And it still stands. Yeah.
Now what stands?
Read it. All you have to do is to read it. Well, we let you read it, Tony.
Read it slowly.
Tony, read it slowly.
I would like to ask you, this is a question, I would like to ask you about another statement. In the general's book, Crusade in Europe, he quotes you as having told him, when you were in Europe one time, that there was no position he wanted that you wouldn't help him get, and that specifically included the presidency in 1948. I would like to know if that applies to 1952 as well as 1948. The president, it certainly does. Question, it certainly does. The president, yes, I am just as fond of General Eisenhower as I can be. I think he is one of the great men produced by World War II.
That's absolutely true, Tony. Go ahead.
And I think I have shown that by giving him the most important job that is available for his ability. Question. Mr. President, would that mean that if General Eisenhower wants to be president, you would help him get that job? Mr. President, I didn't say that. Question. Well, Mr. President, I would like to know what was, not to cross-examine you, but what were you referring to when you said it certainly does to Bill Lawrence's statement? President. Well, you will have to translate that any way you can, Smith. I am glad. I am glad, as I say, I am very fond of General Eisenhower. I don't think he is a candidate for president on the Democratic ticket.
And he said that just the other day.
And I couldn't very well help him to be a candidate on the Republican ticket, because I don't think that would do him any good. Anyway, I have another candidate on the Republican ticket. Question, would that be Senator Taft, sir? It would be.
There's your answer.
I'll have to congratulate you for giving McCarroll the microphone and getting him back again.
Well, Tony's always telling me to go slowly, and I just wanted him to try his own hand at the thing.
He hasn't got a chance to make any nuts.
Yes, I have. He said he would continue as long as it was necessary, or as long as he thought, as I thought he ought to. I have that in writing.
Mr. President, in that connection, you were asked at an earlier press conference how long that might be.
I can't answer. I can't answer.
It wouldn't interfere with any idea that General Eisenhower might have.
That's correct. That's correct. I don't want to stand in his way at all, because I think very highly of him. And if he wants to get out and have all the mud and rotten eggs and rotten tomatoes thrown at him, that's his business. And I won't stand in his way.
Mr. President, the general's statement the other day said that he could not ask to be relieved, and that means the initiative with you, does it not?
Unless he's nominated, in which case he'll have to be relieved. Not the slightest. I always hoped he'd turn out to be a Democrat.
Mr. President, as of the moment, it appears that General Eisenhower would stay here at least so far.
He'll stay there, I'm sure, as long as it's absolutely necessary for him to stay. That may be July.
What I meant by that, sir, was do you anticipate the possibility of situation changing so
I shall not ever relieve General Eisenhower except at his request.